Now, if I can start my... All right, thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. Thank you. Who was it? Moulton?
Moulton.
Stand, we're doing a Pledge of Allegiance, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I will do a moment of a silent prayer. Okay, next thing on the agenda is the February city meeting minutes. Anybody have any additional corrections? They were posted on the website and they were distributed.
We were
going to
introduce ourselves.
Huh?
We were going to introduce ourselves.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. Thank you. I'm sorry. There's some...
I'm just saying.
No, I couldn't. I'm Mayor Stone, of City of Worthington Hills.
I'm Robert Reese. I'm the attorney for the city.
I'm Bev Lush, the city clerk.
I'm Linda Beville, road commissioner.
Susan Moffitt, utility commissioner.
I'm Cynthia Sanders, the property maintenance commissioner.
Gus Metcalf, health and safety commissioner.
Dan Small, treasurer.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Beth, for reminding me. All right, February 18th, 2025, city meeting minutes. Any corrections or anything? If not, do I hear a motion to accept the minutes?
A motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Winsendez. Second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Bedell. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. City financial report. They were posted on the website, and they are also distributed. Is there any corrections that anybody found need to be done? If not, do I hear a motion to accept the minutes, or accept the financial reports for February?
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Moulton. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. The... invoice and receipts has already been passed around. Okay. Next thing on here is legal contracts. We have Rob here also. The trash removal bids. I have to address this matter with the commission. In the bids, in the bid posting, if you'll notice, the first item on the bid posting says that by March 12, 2025, the bidding vendors shall provide a copy of the service contracts for their bid service proposals for legal review. And we have a vendor here tonight that we did not receive that from. So.
You're looking at me, Mayor.
Yeah.
You didn't get that?
No. It didn't come to either one of our email addresses.
You didn't get it?
No. Mm-hmm. So it's up to the commission whether we want to accept any proposal from them.
I don't have any objection. Do you have any objection?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
So we're not going to look at them tonight, are we? Are we?
What? Look at what?
All the proposals and stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to go over the proposals tonight.
You're going to have to make a decision tonight.
Well, that's what we're going to have to, that's some of the questions we have to ask the vendors, okay?
Yes.
All right? All right. So, to make it short and simple, I'll let Republic go first.
Okay.
There's at least three in each envelope.
Thank you.
And your report will be pushed back to Carson and everything. You'll see your forms in the very back.
Has everybody got one? You got some, Dennis, today? Okay. You can go ahead and ask me any questions.
Like your stove, refrigerator, or something like that.
This is one item per week per house, or one item per week per run?
Per
house. They didn't have to do that.
Yep.
So you only do bi-weekly?
On the recycling, yes, sir.
Okay.
On recycling?
With a larger container.
With the 95 gallon?
Yes, sir.
By any chance have a snowplow on Sunday?
No, those trucks unfortunately don't get very traction.
I'm all about
traction
you
anyway.
One someday.
Sorry it's taking me so long to do this, but I was hoping to have them a different way, but. Is the yard waste going to be able to be for a time period?
Sure.
Could we hear more about the environmental services? Because now people, like if they have paint and stuff they need to get rid of, they have to take it somewhere.
Not water-based paint. I think everybody takes that. It just has to be prepared properly.
this, yeah, because this environmental services that, that they offer, it seems like, from what I'm reading, we could have a collection in the city and then call you all and you all would get rid of it.
There would be an additional cost of that, but yes, we do offer that.
What's that?
Like a special collection of electronics, or y'all don't want to send them to a landfill. We wouldn't do like a household hazardous waste type collection, but electronics, light bulbs, batteries.
They do, Jefferson County does that throughout Jefferson County.
But they come and get it? No, I'm talking about somebody that would come and get it, not have everybody have to take it somewhere.
Well, the last time we did paper shredding, we had only 22 people show up. I don't want to remind anybody of that, but that's the way it was. I don't think you were commissioner then. Were you, Linda?
What?
I think you were off the commission that year we did that. Y'all go ahead and ask as many questions you want. Am I seeing this right? Did you got the trash on the same price for all 3 years?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Oh, all 3 years? No, I'm sorry. It's supposed to be 5% along with the rest of them.
No, that's not the way.
That's fine.
Well, yeah, it is. Okay. It's all the same all the way down. My bad. we looked over their contract.
That was actually a question I was going to ask. If I may.
Go ahead. This,
I don't see a contract.
No, it's just a proposal in there. I thought that my girl sent the okay. contract, basically, or template.
Okay. Yeah, so I haven't seen the contract. It's just a question. Thank you.
All right. I got one more column to do. Okay, just so everybody knows what's going on here, I built a spreadsheet that tallies up all this stuff, and on the back of your bid sheet, there's a graph. Now, we don't have one for Republic because we didn't get anything, so... Write it off to the side. Okay. For 7/1/25 to 6/30/26 with all services is $214,884. From 26 to 27, it's $207,845.28. And for 7/1/27 to 6/30/28, it's $220,360.32.
What? Say that again.
220.360.32.
Okay.
Okay, for option two. It's $197,964. That's 197,964. Next one is 207,845.28. And the last one is 220,372.32. And on option three, it's $136,781.28. And the last year is $143,616.96. Now, if you want the dumpster stuff, I've got that, but I just totaled it all up. Okay.
Oh, you mean the dumpster?
Those numbers include the dumpsters.
Okay, that's all.
Okay, that's all we're really about, because we've got to do the dumpsters anyhow. Okay. Now, is this for emptying the dumpsters twice a week?
Well, I think on the bid spec it has like two of them. Yes, all of them are two.
That's twice weekly.
Yes.
And then all of them are two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there any other questions you all have of Republic? Who do you have? Which cities do you currently have?
Anchorage, LaGrange, Peary Valley, Goshen, Oldham County.
I see you all over the place, so.
City of Westwood, yeah.
And what day would you be scheduling our pickup?
Our ops manager was still working on that part of it, but we're thinking Wednesday.
Oh, that's a winner. Wednesday. Okay. Any other questions for our Republic representative? And y'all are too quiet. Okay. We've had windstorms. All right. And this is where I'm having the... I mean, we have very little yard waste every week. Okay? This has been one of my biggest griefs about yard waste pickup. Is because, well, you could see from the tonnage report, we had hardly anything in January. And really, from the previous years, the two previous years, we had the windstorms.
Right.
And again, I'm assuming you're taking this to some sort of recycling area?
Mulching facility, yes, sir.
Do you do the mulching, or do you have a vendor?
Third party.
Third party?
Yes.
Are you paying the dumping in there?
Yes.
Okay. Boy, they're winning.
Oh, it's typically the most expensive thing we get rid of.
Yeah.
Out of the three things.
Where do you dump your trash at?
We will either take it to our transfer station, which is on Poplar Road that we own, or we'll take it to our landfill that we own. It will eventually end up at our landfill in Valley View.
Okay.
Valley View landfill out of Sulphur, Kentucky.
Okay. That was my question for reasons. You know, I know what's going on with the dump down at Grade Lane.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've got all these restrictions they put on them down there. So how often, because I read how often will they allow large pickup?
You can call in and schedule one bulk item per week.
One bulk item per week.
Yes.
Okay. And also in here, where's it at? Okay. There's something in here about notification. How would you go about notifying the residents of the change in services?
We would do it with a couple mailers.
Okay.
Probably have one delivered with the carts and then another one personally mailed.
Okay. All right, let me save this one. The print's real small, folks. I'm having a hard time reading sometimes. Is there anything else we need to ask the Republic person? If not, then we'll move along to who wants to go next? Ecotech or Republic? Or Rumpke? Is there eight of them in here?
Yes. Yeah.
refreshing in the back?
It's about four pages from the front.
Okay. Y'all can do all the asking while I do the calculations. There's four dumpsters, right?
Yes. As I mentioned before, we could probably do away with one of them.
Yeah, but just as soon as we do away with one of them, somebody's going to complain about it. You know, you've got the reason why we got the two in the center there.
Yeah, I know why you.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, the people.
It's the two buildings that we have more rentals in than anywhere else.
Yeah, they would have fits if you got rid of one. Chris, I heard a rumor.
Uh-oh.
Are you going to start dumping out at Grade Lane?
Well, as far as everything from our transfer here, we take trucks up to Medora, Indiana.
Right, that's way.
But we do have, like, there are some of our commercial trucks that run through there. I think that we still have some that maybe a certain amount of tonnage they might take with some commercial trucks. But, no, there's not any plans on taking everything solely.
Okay.
Waste management.
Well, it was concerning to me because of Louisville's hard line on that place. Oh, I know, you get that.
Who has we talked about it? Just you
the
and
measures.
I.
Is that something we talked about?
Yeah, I know. Bob has brought it up.
Are we going to do that, or are we just going to do it all year? Because our contract says the entire year.
I think that's how Rumpkin does that recycling.
What's that?
No, I'm talking about, yard waste, grass clippings and stuff like that. Because we wouldn't have that in the wintertime, would we?
No, Bob has asked about that before. And I don't think Rumpkin offers that because it's not here like okay. It was on the.
What's that?
I'm asking about yard waste yearly instead of, I thought we were. At one time, we discussed only doing.
Okay, option two is. On if you look on the.
Well, yeah, I'm saying between April the 1st and November the 15th.
Right. The reason why they didn't do it before was because they already had our pricing. They do their pricing based on it being the whole year. They have to schedule everything. Is that right, Chris?
What was that? I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
On doing yard waste, you have a fixed rate, so it wouldn't have mattered if we had tried to get it just for to carry it like we're doing now?
Yeah, so the rate that we have is for what is the seasonal service that you have, but Renfe actually, over the years, we've ran it all year long, every week. We just, it's been easier for us just to keep the driver on the route and keep him going, so we haven't charged for that, but he runs it all year long. We would still continue to do that under the weekly one. If it goes to the bi-weekly, then we would change if you want that option.
So we would get charged for yard waste whether there's any out there or not. That's what I'm trying to figure out. I keep getting my best.
Okay. The numbers are in. All right. On option one, first year, 162, 432.
Is this with the dumpsters?
Yeah. Yeah, everything I'm going to give you is with the dumpsters because we're only had the dumpsters. Okay. I've got the other numbers and I'll send them to you. Excuse me. Back up. No, that isn't right. Excuse me. I'm probably going to have to go back and look at the other ones too. All right. With the dumpsters, it's 170, 584, 32.
Read that again.
170, 584, 32. 170,
584, 532.
What is
584? No, I said 170. Oh, 170. Don't give a sense. The sense doesn't make any sense.
584.
Thank you.
And 32 cents for those that want it. 177, 204.48. And 175, 697.28. Oh, take that back. Take that back. I'm looking at the wrong one again. It's 184, 514.88. Option two, let me move my screen down. $157,048.32. Whoa. Got a problem. 163,330.08. And what is in this formula?
Do you need some help from the accountant?
No. The line is so small at the top. And I can't. Should have brought my big computer. Something not right on this one line. And I can't figure out what it is. So, I don't want that. I'm going to copy and paste it.
Same day pickup Friday?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, I can't give you the last one because I can't get the thing to copy. But it's going to be more than that.
What formula are you using for these?
Huh?
What are you doing? You adding them all three together?
Yeah.
Multiplying it by 52?
No, by 12.
By 12.
Yeah, I've got 564 houses. I have to figure up the monthly cost, and then it totals over to the annual cost. And for some reason, I can't read what the formula is on here. Okay, I got B18 plus C.
If you put your cursor up there, it hides all the cells.
Huh?
Put your cursor right there. Put your hand click.
Okay, there's B18, there's C18, and there's D18 times 12. I must have a number wrong over here. There it is.
Escape, and I'll get you out of it because you want to get out of that.
No. Oh, hang on a second. Here's the problem right there. There shouldn't be a 6 there, it should be a 7. Okay. All right, found the problem. It's not the formula. It's my fingers. All right, that should fix it. Oh, yeah, that's right. All right, get this over there now. I'm not a tablet person. 174, 756. And on the last one, we have 121,824, 126. Hang on a second. Let me make sure I've got this right. No. All right. Damn it. All right. I hate this thing, but I don't have any other choice. Where's my headphones? All right, the first number is 129,976, 32. Then next one is 135,175,20. And third year is 140,590,56. All right. Is there any more questions for Rumpke? If not, all right, Ecotech, you're on.
Okay.
I'm sorry it's taken so long, but.
I apologize.
Do you do big bulk items?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, it would be one item per household per month.
Oh, per month.
Mm-hmm.
Per month. Okay, one item per month.
Per month?
And what day of the week did you pick up?
Not sure on the pickup yet.
Okay.
Let you know as soon as they know I did. They just got back from vacation, but I did request that and weren't sure yet.
Okay.
You should know pretty soon. What's the current day?
Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, but we would prefer the middle of the week.
Okay. Prefer the middle of the week.
You bring separate trucks out?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Are these totals including the recycling and yard waste?
That's right, yeah. They're all together.
They're all totals together.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yes. Put the total on the end there so we were...
Right. Yeah, yeah,
fair,
I saw total.
Fair question, though, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does the bill come with everything broke down?
Say again?
Does the bill come with the three different prices broke down, or the three different services broke down, or does
you,
it just come?
Do you prefer that? Because I'm asking because we could do it. Typically, it would just be all one the way that I put it in there, which is why.
In other words, we get a bill that this would say
total. Mm-hmm.
$21.35 mm-hmm. times $564. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Would you empty the dumpsters twice a week or once?
Twice, yeah. That was
twice. Okay.
It's not on here. It's twice a week.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure.
Sure, yeah.
Because I was looking at these wrong. That's my fault.
Oh.
That's
fine.
You've only got the option three for the first year?
No, it's on the second page.
Is it on the second page?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there it is. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're fine.
Get the arrow over this time, right? All right. We're ready?
Mm-hmm.
Option one. Let me get up here. $152,416.80. Next one is $160,054. 0.56. Third year is 168,050. 0.52. Option two. Get back up there. 152,416.80. Second year of 160,054.56. Third year is 168,050.
That's the same thing.
It's the same as first option one. All three of them are.
Yeah.
Huh?
It's the same thing you gave us for option one.
Oh, is it?
It went up a dollar or something. Dollar.
Hang on.
7 cents next year.
Oh, okay. I see what it is. So I gave you.
You gave us option one.
Okay. Yeah. I clicked up too high. Okay. Here's option two. Let me get it over here to the right spot. I'm sorry, folks. I was hoping it'd be much easier. All right. Option two is 142,264.80. Is that better? Second year is 149,361.12. Third year is 156,815.64. And the last option, first year 134,820. Second year is 141,577.92. Third year is 148,626.36.
Certain, well, I'll just ask later about one of these option one numbers. Since you were having like clerical errors over there. But we can revisit that.
All right, hang on. Let me get back to Rumpke. I figured this out now. There's Rumpke there. All right. Pop up there. There we go. All right. One on Rumpke's.
Option one.
Option one. 170, 584, 32. 177 is 204, 48. And 184, 514, 88. Now that I figured this out, I'll just go down here to this. And let's make sure we got Republic's right.
Yeah, the third year on, I mean, option three on Republic.
Okay, let me get down here. Let me get down here. I've got it up. I just got to get back to it. I've got to get the arrow. It's so small, and I'm so blind. Okay. Option one, I probably said, yeah, the option one is, was probably, all these were probably wrong because I wasn't over far enough. Option one is 222-366-24.
This is Republic, right?
Right.
Okay.
222-366-24. Okay. Yeah, I wasn't adding in the dumpsters when I was looking at it. Next one is 215-701-68, 215-701-68. And then the third year is 228-489-60. All right, option two is 205-446-24. Second year is 215-701.68. Third year is 228-501.60. And the last option, first year, 137-766.24. Second year is 144-637-68. And third year is 151-746.24.
Let me check those.
Were they okay? Okay. So
how many trucks would you send into the area?
You would send in the two on your standard day.
Okay, two. And one being the, recycle, one being garbage?
Mm-hmm. And then we would have another one for yard waste as well.
Okay.
And the yard waste.
Okay.
So, on yard waste to be.
Recycle. And do you know about what time of day you would start your pickup?
I'm not sure on the time.
Yeah.
Oh, that I don't know either.
Okay.
I'll give you an idea on both when we know. I wouldn't want to tell you. There's something to know.
Okay.
So once we know,
I'm just curious.
I have an idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good question.
And then you do a one-day delay with holidays. And
that's right.
Okay.
Yeah. And you can.
Yeah, so like if it was on a Friday, we'd run on Saturday. Right. Okay. And one bulk item per month.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Per household.
And what kind of notice do you need for that?
24 hour. It could depend on the time, but when you call in to let you know, it could be, you know, as long as a week, but it might be, you know, the resident who would call in to schedule that, they would let them know ballpark that it would be within a week's time.
Okay.
So, of course, that's a different truck coming to collect those mm-hmm. items, but within a week's time. Should be sooner mm-hmm. than that, but just to be safe.
Okay.
Excuse me, can I ask a question? Is that included the first refrigerator or dishwasher?
The bulk items do.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey, I have no problem doing that.
No, you. Right now, Rusty will pick up one bulk item a week.
But you got to call them.
Right.
Yeah, you have to call and give them 24 hours.
That's true. Might get collected. Anybody else?
We hope it does.
Yeah.
So I have a question for all of you guys. Is when this, when cities have a junk pickup day, is that something that the city pays additionally for? Or do you offer that? Because I see some neighborhoods do.
Right. Yeah, so there's cities that we do offer that. Some that don't do the one large item, and then some cities went to the one large item, and it's like, well, we didn't have to do that anymore because everyone's getting rid of everything as it goes with the weekly junk pickup. But there still are a couple cities that do that, and it just depends on the city's contract language. So there's probably a couple where it's built in. I guess you would say it's baked into the residential rate. You know, so there's still that cost there for it. But, and there's some cities that just do it separately that they'll do to, you know, spring, fall.
And there's an additional charge for that that you all offer?
Yes.
Okay.
That's correct.
Do you know the charge, like a guesstimate?
I don't, but I could send something like that over by tomorrow.
Well, I was just curious because I know some cities still do it.
Yes, we do.
So,
that's correct.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is what I was trying to get at with it.
Yeah, well, I know that Louisville Metro offers pickups. Like they have a huge one over at U of L campus.
Yeah.
And you can take, they've got tractor trailers pulled up, the containers that you can, there's like seven of them. So you can take electronics, you can take mattresses, you can take appliances, shred, you know. So I do know that that's offered. And then there's another one, I think they have two a year. But that's the closest one to us.
Metro has 12 of them, or, yeah. They have
12 one, a year?
Like nine of them, because they have them all over Louisville.
Well, I've only seen one.
Yeah, you only see usually the one that, that Marcus advertises. Okay. How much lead time do you need? We're already on Rumpke, so that really doesn't make that much.
We'd probably like to have 60 days in order to...
60 days? So we could make our decision at the next meeting? How about Ecotech?
60 to 90 be preferred.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I would... Yeah. Well, I understand because you got to order this stuff if you don't have it. Okay. But...
What do we do with the old bins?
Huh?
What do we do with the old bins if we switch?
They come and
pick them up.
Okay. Is anybody, I'm looking at these numbers. The only hurdle that I have with Ecotech is you only pick up a bulk item once a month. And we don't have that many. They usually call for the bulk item. That's one of my hurdles with you all.
A lack of frequency for the bulk item?
Yeah, we do usually. Well, they don't. Correct me if I'm wrong, but you all don't send the truck out unless they get a phone call, right, Chris?
I believe it is set up. I guess it just depends on what truck was out there, if they were able to take it. Or we always say call in because then we can make sure we're sending.
Well, I know they're not taking. The regular one with the bucket in the front, if he can pick it up with the claw, he picks it up.
Yeah.
Okay?
Sure.
But if he doesn't, you know, I've seen it where he's picked up stuff and then another guy is different, I guess, the next week, and he won't pick up the same size item, okay? You know, some of them will pick up, like if they have an ottoman or something that's just square where they can get their arms around it, they'll pick it up and dump it in the bucket, okay? But then there's other ones that won't do it, and that's what...
Wouldn't it be because they have trash in there that is... been compacted and there's too much trash to put.
Well, they can dump the bucket. They can dump the bucket and then we've seen them that. Dennis and I have seen them that where they dump the bucket and they picked up a couch and put it in the dumpster thing and then they dump it again.
Well, I thought it had to do something with how much trash was already in
there. There's definitely many different factors because in a given day they could have been, you know, where they're close to packing out, and they know, well, he couldn't take that. Sometimes they'll go ahead and try to take some things, but if they're, you know, if it's getting close to, you know, they're...
Okay, all right. So you've got some sort of metering system on that system to tell them how much is in their truck?
They have an idea of what's going on and how much it's packing and how much is in there and what they're going to be able to fit.
So when the blade's packing, sorry, Chris, when the blade's packing, there's a pressure gauge in there, and once that hits certain pressure, they...
Okay, that's I can understand that, okay? And Chris, you were so kind to provide us with that tonnage, okay? Can you elaborate how they came up with that number? Was that mostly just out of our city? I'm assuming they weigh the machine when they get down to the transfer station.
Yeah, everything's weighed. And then some of it can become in percentages. Let's say if there was maybe the trash truck just ran your city, but maybe recycling has a few, you know, subscription stops, you know, so then they'll have to go in there and they put like a percentage. Well, this is how many subscription stops we have. So it is weighed, and if it was only that truck, it could be accurate with trash, but recycling might, you know, be a percentage.
I'm assuming the yard waste the same way, because they hardly ever pick up any yard waste, so you're probably going to a lot of different places with the yard waste.
Yeah, it could be. That's something I could figure out. You know, if they were figuring on a percentage, I could find out.
Okay. In Republic, do y'all weigh your stuff on your transfer station?
We weigh it when we go to the transfer station, yes.
Okay.
We all know, like, on average, the average household sets out, like, 32 pounds of trash per week, recycling 24 pounds.
You haven't been to my house, have you?
No. I haven't been to my house.
I'm a single guy.
Like I said, average, right?
Yeah. So. And same thing goes with you all?
Yes.
Okay. EPA wants to know everything. I understand. We had a discussion about that last meeting. So, okay. I don't know about you guys, But if we want to discuss this, we can. We don't want to discuss this?
Not tonight.
Okay.
We need to move along.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. So do we want to have a special meeting so that we can make a decision at this point?
I thought you said we had, you asked him if we could tell him at the next meeting.
Yeah, but...
So we... Did we discuss
May, June. That would give you... That would give everybody 10 weeks?
That would be plenty.
Okay. All right. That's it. We appreciate you all coming. Any more questions before they leave?
If I could, I'd just say, you know, as far as Remke, you know, we appreciate, you know, servicing the city. And one thing, as far as when you're looking at this, I would just kind of look at comparing apples to apples on everything, of course. You know, Remke does own and operate over 16 landfills and 16 recycling centers, so we are there again. I kind of talked about that a few weeks ago when I came here, that, you know, everything's kind of handled start to finish in our own landfills, you know, in our own recycling centers as well. So, you know, you always know, as far as the city even having a responsibility for where your trash and your sustainability, where everything's going, you know, that you
okay.
do know what's happening from start.
All right. You want to say anything, Republic? I'll give everybody the last word.
I appreciate the opportunity to still be able to submit the bid, right?
Okay.
So, you know, we own several of the landfills, transfer stations. We own more landfills in the state than anyone, so
okay.
We definitely have the locations.
All right.
Yeah, I just appreciated it. It was good getting to meet you briefly, and appreciate you all just giving us the opportunity. And if there's any questions, please reach out. But more than anything, just appreciate it, and just appreciate you considering Ecotech.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Y'all have a blessed evening.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Is that next year? Yeah, here's mine. If I don't write on mine, it's there. All right. We have a...
Did you want any of my comments on the contract?
Yeah.
Do you want to do it today or not? Okay, go ahead.
Well, I don't have really. I mean, I guess just I don't have any issue with either of the two contracts I've seen. I haven't seen Republic's. The things I look for, things like attorney fee provision, venue provision, those aren't in there. I thought it was a good contractual provision for the city. An Ecotech contract on paragraph 16, where basically allows the city to cancel the contract on 30 days written notice. After it's given them some opportunity to cure, but really it leaves that within the sole discretion of the city. And that's nice. If you ever decide you don't want them, you can get out. That was absent in the other contract. But otherwise, they were both. I didn't find either contract that was presented objectionable.
Okay. All right. All right. Next thing is the no solicitation matter. How's that going?
I've not heard back. So we did receive an inquiry from the pest control company, I think it was.
It's on the back of your...
Basically saying, you've got to give us a right to... This is unconstitutional. I reached back out to the city, sent them the letter, said that, you know, we understand that, you know, commercial speech... You have a right to commercial speech, but it can be, you know, subject to reasonable regulation that... It's got to be content neutral, serving legitimate government purpose. We think that it is. Told them how they think they could do it. But really, if it's going to be, until it's shown unconstitutional, that the city's going to continue to enforce it. Basically, you know, they're trying to say, if you want to sue, I guess you got to sue. And if your people want to come here, then they're going to be at risk for, you know, a misdemeanor. I've not heard back from them.
I was afraid they were going to say something about, well, you let the Girl Scouts sell cookies. I just knew they were going to say something dumb like that.
So I've not heard back from Ms.
Okay.
Esther. It may be over. I don't know. It's illegal.
Bevitt sent an email about the name being wrong. Did you get that before you? I fixed it in this one.
Okay. It didn't bounce back to us. So.
No, it was right here.
N-A-E-E on the...
The name of the person.
Oh,
NAE.
Okay.
Yeah, you had NAE, and I fixed it on
O-E-E.
That.
NAE. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, but that's okay.
So, yeah, I've not heard back. If I do,
okay.
I will circle that.
All right. All right, that's passed. The insurance premium tax we have to deal with. They're not doing anything with that. Okay, the next thing we have on the agenda is the citizens' comments. Did anybody come here to make comments tonight?
Oh, I thought. Yeah. How you doing?
I'm new over here. We usually like to have legal terms.
Just a couple of questions. There was a young man that always hangs out up by that extra parking at Worthington Hills. I mean, what was it? Borgata Bay Run. You know, where we got the extra parking when you first come in. He walks up there often, and we was wondering if we could get a sign.
Now, how do we go about getting a sign, a no loitering sign? Right by her house.
Yeah, right by me.
What kind of sign are you looking for? Because first off, the Bay Garden area is private property.
Oh, okay.
Okay, anything that you want to put in there is up to you all to do.
The Lord would just like that.
Okay. Huh?
He's new on the board. It's a condo. And I'm the only original member of the HOA. Everybody's a member. And he's new. But we was just wondering, so we have to deal with that. Yeah, okay. You can put a sign up.
Okay. And I did want to let y'all know we know about that wind blowing out the fence down. When you come in, we're working on getting the bids on getting that repaired.
When you first come in,
the wind just went.
When you come past the marquee on the right-hand side.
Yeah, you'd taken a bunch out. Did some more fall over?
Yeah, we're going to get it repaired.
Okay, that's fine.
The mulch looks really good. You all had fresh mulch put down out by the big shrubs as you come in?
We had that cleaned up, yes.
It looks good.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. We got tired of it. I know I got tired of it.
Did y'all sign in?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, well, if you don't know who's responsible for it, you don't know.
Right.
You
that's all I wanted to
know. Right. Right. Okay. Yeah. It's good always to ask.
Right now, what we're doing is looking into becoming regular HOA homeowners. Because I didn't understand why I was there in the beginning, to be honest with them, being homes.
No, it was our builder. I had the same builder. I'm down.
Oh, okay. Well, we're in the process of trying to change it.
So you're looking to dissolve the HOA?
Yes.
Correct.
The condo.
Dissolve the condo.
And
the
homeowner association. That's what we
want to
do.
All we're going to do is take care of the greenage around the property.
I've been on the board since 2008.
So I'll be not as a member of the commission, but as a member of an HOA, board member. Okay. If I can give you any pointers, I'll be happy to.
Okay. And I was
the biggest pointer I always tell people is if you've never lived anywhere and you do go to somewhere that has an HOA and you go to a meeting, you just keep your head down. You don't ask any questions and you don't raise your hand because you'll end up on the board.
That's exactly what happened.
Where is it that you live? I'm sorry.
I'm the first house, 4400. The very first one.
In Bay Garden.
In Bay Garden.
Thank you.
And what was your name again?
Linda Bill.
Okay. I do have a question with regards to, like, I'm very new with this whole concept. So our street, we are paying privately to have that cleaned. If we disband the HOA, and because we're going to have a surveyor come out and do whatever we need to do to make everything independent. So then, do we have to apply to the city to have the city then do like snow removal?
Do what?
It's a tax dollar.
We don't sweep streets.
No, that's not what I'm asking you.
He means snow removal.
Yeah.
We already do the snow removal.
No, I think your question though is,
if we become individual HOA, will we automatically not be private anymore? That's my question.
They want to know if they get their streets cleaned, snow removal, if they're an HOA. Yes, they do.
Yeah,
they do.
Yeah. You're getting Bay Garden is part of the scraping and the salting right now.
But will they be a private entity once they go HOA? I think they're asking.
We're already taking care of the street.
Okay.
We actually paved that street in 2015.
Okay.
In the summer of 2015. So
there's a Kentucky ordinance that says if a city has maintained a street for longer than 10 years, it owns that street.
So long, me or you?
The city.
Oh, well, that's good. That's what I was talking
about. Yeah, we've been plowing that street. We plow even the street that's over in Bay Vistas and the main street, not the parking area, of Trace Condos.
Yeah, see, we get our street, we get Caswell plowed, but we don't get our parking lots plowed.
So who do you contract
because those are private.
Do the street?
It's a private contractor.
Is it Mobetter?
Yeah.
Okay, because that's who we have also, and I saw them coming and going, I'm thinking, well, I never saw it planned out on our budget that we're paying for that, but
no.
Like, do you see them come in the wintertime?
Right. That is, yeah, we've always plowed the streets in the condos because it's part of the city. Okay?
Very good.
Probably some of the other places won't, but back before I was mayor, they made it their duty, so it got done. Okay? You know, and if you have a street light that's a problem, you call Susan because we're paying for the street lights.
Okay.
Okay. And you don't get an electric bill for the street lights. We're paying that.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all included in your tax dollars.
Okay. And being very new here, tax systems are so different than in Pennsylvania. Is that when you say the taxes?
Your city.
Is that the tax that I had gotten in like August or?
Yeah July. Yeah, July. Uh-huh. And you get county tax in November.
Mm-hmm. And that's the only taxes you get in Kentucky. I mean, that's close my mind.
I wish.
Kind of.
For the time being.
Four times a year.
We also have an insurance premium tax.
Oh, okay.
But you won't see it except when you get your bill every year.
Okay.
And when you go down the itemized thing, it'll say, you should say City of Worthington Hills, because that is a big portion, like more than half of our revenues. Okay. Without the insurance premium tax, you wouldn't get your streets plowed. You probably wouldn't get as much trash pickup either. Okay. You heard the numbers on the trash pickup.
I did.
It's frightening. Let me tell you what, that's almost, it's a little over 40% of our property tax revenue on an annual basis.
In Pennsylvania, you individually paid for your trash.
They do that over in Oakhurst. That's what they do in Oakhurst.
Yeah, Oakhurst does that. And
yeah, they do a contract and they end up billing each individual. So Coldstream also, even though they're a city, they have a lower tax rate, not much lower, but they charge for the waste pickup. Okay? We include it as part of our services. Okay? Anything else?
Just have a question, Rick, about the other side, Caswell, it's all about on the bus side that fence behind you.
We're trying to figure out who owns directly behind my house.
Tell me your address.
4405.
Yeah.
The chain links down.
Well, I wanted to know on the other side of that chain link, from that chain link over to the apartment building, is that belong to the apartment building? Who does that belong to? It certainly doesn't belong to me. And somebody, the surveyor told us that, no, we own halfway out into their driveway. And I'm like, No, they wouldn't have built an apartment building there on land that wasn't theirs. And they're like, no, that's literally
yours. They're not
yours.
Apartments, they're condos.
Oh, well, okay.
I mean, they're individually owned. Yeah. Each unit, we have 78 units, and they're all individually
owned. Those newer ones that are directly behind?
I believe so, because you're talking about the chain link that's fallen down?
Yes, it needs to. And we don't know if that's ours or if that's... Who's that is?
Well, I can look it up online. I can go online and look at, in the county records and see, get the exact...
The planning of it, yes. That would be great because, you know, I mean, if that's my responsibility as the person who lives there, I'm going to get on that immediately. I've only been here a few months, but that's ugly.
Who's maintaining that area right there?
You know, who's mine or theirs?
Well, in the past, Bay Garden has gotten written up for the fence.
I know that at the end there with that guy.
Huh?
It ain't getting written up no more.
But isn't there your fence line and then there's a chain link? And
yes.
There's land in between that.
No, there's no. The chain link is right up against it.
Right up.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All
it needs is the wiring to pull it back up.
That's what a gentleman told me, yeah.
Yeah, the thing. What was happening was. They were having problems with senior teenagers coming through there that down closer to the Selly. And we reported a security problem right there behind 4431. Where they were cutting through. They were riding their bicycle through there and everything. So they fixed that hole. Then when they fixed that hole, then they went up towards where you live and started climbing that. When they climbed that, they broke that fence. Okay? They fixed the one part of the fence, but they didn't fix the chain link when they fixed it.
So is that the responsibility of Bayron Gardens?
We'll get to with you all as a separate thing. Regardless, it's not the Worthington and Hill's problem.
It's not our problem.
Right.
Okay. We just don't want to okay something and us pay for it and then find out their hands slapped because that wasn't our business.
No, they'll probably say thank you.
Thank you for your time.
I'm sorry we took so long, but we had to get the bidders out of here.
That doesn't happen every month, though. That's all I'm telling. This is not like this every time. We're coming back.
Okay. That's all we need.
Somebody for me? All right. It's always a pleasure.
I'm sorry.
Like there.
I'm sorry it took so long.
Yeah. Sorry. Good to see you guys.
You too. Enjoy your
day. All right. Moving right along. Don't need to do the insurance spring check. Okay. We went past that. Bike to Beat Cancer. I talked to the lady today, and she told me whatever you want to get involved in is fine. She says, and any of you all that want to get involved in it, you let me know and I'll send you her contact information, okay?
Because I got a bicycle.
But here's what I was able to tell her. She didn't realize that Oakhurst was an HOA. So I had to get to that. But I found out they're going to have a police cruiser in the front and a police cruiser in the back. Okay, and that's going to be that way. Now they're going to have stationed our first at the corner of Westport Road and Northumberland. They're going to have a stationary police officer there to control traffic.
Oh, that's good.
What date is this?
I don't remember.
What
September 15th?
9/15.
It's September something.
Yeah.
Okay. And. Anyhow, they're taking off from the Cancer Center in Norton's, and then the whole route, it runs down Chamberlain Lane through something in Fincastle, which wanted to know how to get a hold of them, and I told her how to get a hold of them. Then they're coming across It starts with a C. I can't think of it. Anyhow, it's going to go across Murphy there at Halifax,
okay, and
then run through us. And
which way are they going? Through us?
To Pee Wee Valley.
No, are they taking all of North? Are they taking Halifax to Northumberland? That's the way they're going to go, okay?
Yeah. And I went ahead and I told her, I said, now, your first obstacle is that stop sign at Halifax and Ludenburg. I said, if they're going to run that, they're going to need to have somebody there to direct traffic.
Yeah.
Okay? So she's now aware of that. I don't know what they were planning on doing, but I told her, I said, if they're not going to have somebody there, they're going to have to stop for that stop sign.
Yeah.
Okay? So.
Maybe send her a follow-up email reminding her of that.
She says that their instructions are as they're supposed to follow traffic ordinance or traffic signals, traffic ordinances, yes, and everything, unless they have a police officer there.
So, are you going to post something on the website, like, you know?
Hey, like you give it to me, I'll post it. Okay.
Yeah, you know, just tell encouraging people if they want to put, you know, pink balloons on their mailboxes.
Give me something. I'm tired of. I am not creative when it comes to. I am not creative when it comes to charitable.
We're not buying any balloons or nothing.
No.
Right, no, right,
we've got balloons, but.
Yes, we do.
We have balloons and a balloon blower.
We've got some Easter baskets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I hope
you're
free,
though. Oh yeah, they're still, the candy's still good too. Candy don't go bad. Do you know? Have you ever had a K ration?
Oh,
they got chocolate in K ration.
Probably got those. What are they? Boll weevils or weevils?
Yeah. Well, whatever. It's all protein. All right. Proposed worksheet for the. You've had the worksheet.
Yes.
Has anybody got anything they want to do to it? Because I have the work. I can make the changes.
I haven't even looked at it.
I gave you that thing 2 weeks in advance.
I did. I've looked at it. Make it now.
Like I said, last month. Now, here's what I did to justify the delinquency rate. I had Dan send us a copy of the 23 and 24 still delinquents, because that is who Bob had done, okay? And the last columns in both years are the amount for each year, okay? And the total is in that first column, okay? But as you can see, the people with the black, with the white print, they are 2 years. They're 2 years delinquent, okay? And I recognize the name of every one of them.
I mean, do some of these people just don't want to pay? Or?
I don't know. But anyhow, if there's nothing, we can move along. But, you know, on April 23rd, I'm going to get the PVA information, or thereabouts, okay? So next month, I'm going to have the first read on the property tax rate so that we have the first read ready, done, because May we've got to do the second read.
Yes?
You know, I was just looking at bill number 620. That guy owns five properties over there.
They've gotten letters, okay?
Well, he doesn't live here. I'm not saying that. He lives in New Jersey or somewhere. But I'm surprised there was just one.
Well, he could have sent the friggin' check and didn't put a property number on it, okay? He's the one that's got to prove he's not delinquent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah, I understand. I was just surprised to see his name in here.
Does anybody want to discuss the budget this month?
No.
Okay. If If not, I'm going to move.
The one on East Bay, Bob, she moved a couple of years ago. I don't know.
The names on that list aren't necessarily relevant.
Okay.
I should have even let the names off, because I don't let the names. To me, it's all property IDs and addresses.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
I just know she moved a couple years ago.
Well,
we had no idea we lived in that house. Unfortunately, I'm not on the board.
Well, I just wanted to give you numbers so that when you look at the revenue here on the delinquent property tax, you'll see we've been dropping it. And the reason why we keep dropping it is because we may end up with a lot of these delinquencies paid up by the time the next budget year comes around. So we don't want to over-predict on our delinquency, because Rob is doing such a great job. Okay? Can I move on?
Yes, please.
All right. Walkings, ambassadors, still nothing. Emergency communications.
Channel 2 tonight.
Channel 2. All right. And I have been listening, and there are some people that aren't being very proactive. All right. I'll put it that way. All right. New business. Is anybody any new business other than me? Okay. The AI DeepSeek. I sent you that information a couple of weeks ago because they're running into problems, and I wanted to make sure anybody that's using any kind of AI software, you can't use it. We shouldn't be using it on city. And in fact, there's a bill in state legislation that was passed that's, I don't know where it's at, but it's part of the stuff that was sent to the governor that talks about AI. Okay, they're not going to allow AI to be used on state government. So I wanted to make that. All right. Metro Louisville, Jefferson County's position on undocumented immigrants. I know you're all just loving the fact that I put this on here, but I wanted to, first off, make you aware of the fact Dennis and I are very aware of what goes on in the neighborhood, okay? And if you'll, I have back in October, November, December of 2019, we were going to do a municipal order on obtaining the information from our contractor and actually reporting these people as we find out about them to ICE. Well, it came down from KLC that we couldn't do it because it was privacy problem, okay, which I have a problem with, but that's not here. So I kept just thinking about it, and I started researching, and we can do a resolution. And the resolution is just a declaration. It just basically states, you know, our position on illegal immigrants and cooperating with the federal government. And there's a reason why we want to do this. I sent you that YouTube video. These people are moving out of these sanctuary cities because Mr. Holman is coming down on them. The whole ICE department is working on it. We have, was that M13?
MS-13.
MS-13, right in Baden Castle. I've known about this since 2019, and because they've marked their territory over there. So I'm not looking for a decision tonight, but because I've been doing the research, and I want to pass this out, okay, because it's very generic. I picked, most of it has been plagiarized off another city in Washington State that is for a resolution on being a sanctuary city.
Well, I have a question.
Uh-huh.
I'm the roads commissioner. How in the world would I ever have an opportunity to identify somebody as an undocumented immigrant?
Okay.
That's
a good question. All right, you're a commissioner, okay?
Yeah.
People know you're a commissioner. All right, just like today, I was talking to one of our residents, okay? There was a contractor that was the person talked to a couple of days ago, doing some roof work. And through just normal, friendly conversation, the guy admitted to him that he wasn't here legally. But, get this. As I checked, he gave me the name of the company, and the person is a regular LLC. And here again is, it's not the problem is we can't control, or we just need to be able to, in this case, if we can make this problem, or this declaration, this resolution, then it gives us the opportunity to post a statement on our website.
I understand that. But you also understand what I have been mentioning over and over again, that the only place that I have looked, the only place online that Louisville is identified as a sanctuary city is on that map.
It's the first item that comes up when you search on it in the internet. Yes, it is the only one. This is the reason why. Where are those illegals going?
Well, if the Commonwealth of Kentucky says that we're not a sanctuary city, Louisville.
No, Louisville is a sanctuary city. It's on that site. It's right on the front page.
If you go down that page.
Let me speak for a minute. Okay.
What they've done, they're not declaring themselves as a sanctuary city, but they give their police officers directives not to cooperate with ICE or anything involved in that.
But they have cooperated with them, have they not?
Isn't that what SB1 or whatever is about? Was it?
Maybe they did. I don't know. But I'm just saying. I'm not trying to argue with anybody.
Oh, I know. Right. I'm not either. I just want information.
Okay.
That's what the information we were getting. You know, it's almost like the management of the LAPD or the mayor's office or whatever is more or less circumventing that.
When they make a traffic stop, here's the traffic stop from 10/1/19. Tate did it. Where's it at? There it is. Pulaski Court. It's corner of Pulaski Court and Ludenburg, by the way. Traffic stop on, let me give the number, for one headlight. Upon contact, driver did not have an operator's license.
Okay.
And stated that they were not legal.
Not having an operator's license and being behind the wheel of the car is enough to get you arrested.
Couldn't do it. He had the writer a citation. Okay? And she drove off.
Why did he have to write her a citation?
Because that's how they've been directed to do it. They cannot, number one, contact ICE directly. They basically can't do anything. In fact, if ICE wants them to be involved or are in the area, they can't do anything without direct approval from their senior management. It has to go up a total chain. You can read that. That standard operation procedure that I gave you states it. It's the same thing when you read the ordinance.
Well, before I have to have all the correct documents to read before I
gave them to you.
Yeah.
They were sent last week.
Yeah, but they didn't. That wasn't a good enough.
That's all there is.
Well, there's got to be something else because there's too many contradictions right here.
We mean there's too many contradictions. Why do you? Well, let me ask you anyhow. Why would you want to allow an illegal doctor, an illegal?
I don't have any personal
immigrant
feelings in this.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
Because if you get hit, what if you got hit by this person without an operator's license?
I got hit by a guy with no insurance.
Right.
I just want to have.
But he wasn't
the correct. I'm not for. I'm not against or opposed. I mean, or for it. I just would like to have the.
Well, this is. We're going to talk about it again next month.
Let us have him send it from Frankfurt so we can see it.
What do you mean?
That's all.
Frankfurt. We're a home rule city. We have the right to do whatever we want.
We're in Kentucky, so I'd like to just be sure what's wrong with that.
Be sure about what?
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
I just what you're wanting to do is just to reiterate that we're a home rule city, right? It's not to go after anybody or.
No, this. If you read this, if there's nothing that says that we will do anything to the person. We're just broadcasting that we're not a sanctuary city.
Okay, well, I mean, but all this other stuff has been said, so about the people and stuff. So that's all I'm saying.
But do you feel like we need a resolution?
I can't post anything on the internet without commission approval.
So what are you going to post on the internet?
Right on the homepage, not this big document. I'm going to basically put where it says "Welcome to Worthington Hills," and then state that we're a non-sectionary city via resolution 1.
Why do you think these series? People are even reading our?
Yes, and we can also put it in our little tax bill insert. We have 140 rental properties right now. I've got them at bay with. The fact that I challenged Main Street Renewal because they were putting people in the neighborhood that were not families. They were just doing household members. And they got called down by Jefferson County Zoning because we are single family homes.
That's where we need to be, in my opinion. That's where we need to be focusing is on these rental properties. And on people that want to use their homes as an Airbnb.
As long as they're living in their home, there is nothing we can do. That's a whole. Louisville has an ordinance that if they're living in their home, they have no control over them renting rooms.
But what I'm saying is that's what they're trying to figure out in Frankfurt right now.
They ain't figuring out. They're done.
Well, I know they're on recess now. But what I'm saying, they're trying to fix it so cities like Worthington Hills can say you can't use your property as an Airbnb.
Yeah, there was some guy out of Campbell County or something. Yeah, doing that. Yeah.
You know, I mean that's a. Senate bill they've got that they're trying to get passed.
But it didn't.
But there are other people that would like us to not be able to do anything. And I feel like we need to be able to say to somebody, you can't use this as an Airbnb. You can't rent it to, three families at one time. You can't, yes, I know there's a problem with undocumented immigrants, but there's, in my opinion, Dennis, a bigger problem with rental properties.
But we can. Here's the thing you got with rental property. First off, we do not have a code enforcement board, and trying to get planning and zoning out here to do anything is like pulling teeth.
Well, then we need to pull teeth.
Well, it's not that easy. These people, honestly, I'd have one success, and that was. The one house on North Dumplin, okay? Because I was able to prove that they had roommates versus being a family, okay? The landlords have gotten wise. Now they're making all the tenants sign the document on the lease.
And that's what we're doing over there.
And that's how they're getting around the single family home now. But this can correct, if we can publicize something, it's going to deter them from figuring, from putting down their roots in Worthington Hills. They can do it anywhere else in Jefferson County, as far as I'm concerned. But what's the big objection of stating that we don't want you?
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that you're saying you don't want, okay, you say, you put it on our website, we are not a sanctuary city. Do you think that's going to stop anybody from coming in?
The only way that, the only way I was, when I came in back in 22, I did a rental right there on 4508 Bloomberg. I didn't know, you know, what, you know, about the city and stuff. The only way I got to the website was when I got my house, and I think anybody, doesn't matter where they come from, they, if they don't go on the website, they're not going to know what's going on.
Right.
I would have, I mean, it has to be, that would be good to put it there, I guess, but it has to be another way also too.
Well,
I
when
don't
they
know, like, the rules about, like,
well, the re-
put a sign, I think that's probably legal, I'm not sure.
No, I'm not putting up a sign. What, here's how I found the model that I got this off of. I just did a search with my search engine to come up with non-sanctuary city resolutions. And it gave me, in the first page, it gave me like three or four of them. Okay? One of them is actually a suburb of Denver. But it's so friggin' long and so intense. It talks about how Denver is a sanctuary city and their population is this and we can't afford it and this and that. This one was a simple one out of Washington State, and I will send you a copy of it. I did tweak this to be specific, more specific when it comes to things that we normally do, like we don't have to put city word to hills there, or we just put city like it is on here. This thing doesn't give us the right to do anything other than to post it. And in the case of, we could take action. What if your neighbor, it's like I said, I talked to this person today, and the guy was just free and clear about not being legal.
So did the guy report him? Why?
Exactly.
Well, why didn't he? I mean,
that's exactly. He's not going to do
you
it.
You got the information, right?
I got the information.
So you're going to report him.
I can't do anything because...
That's secondhand.
I can't do anything because we don't have the right. We basically
so
put this...
why you want that, though? So
we want to have the. We want to have the ability to, even though we don't have a police force... And if you read the thing, it's really... If you... I don't want to read it. You all can read this thing. It's pretty generic. But it states that we will cooperate with the federal government. And if being city officials, if we come across the information, I'll get the number of ICE once we have the agreement of the commission. I can't do it now without the agreement of the commission because I'm out of line. Because
well, I mean, that's where I'm conflicted is because, you know, our Louisville mayor is saying we're a welcome, we're not a sanctuary city, we're a welcoming city.
He's a clown.
But these are personal, that's your personal opinion, and other people may not feel that way. I don't want to act on people's personal feelings. That's not my fiduciary duty. My fiduciary duty is to provide an environment of well-being, and that's what I want to do.
I'm not no environment of well-being when I got friggin' illegal migrants.
Okay, so let me ask you something.
We're not law enforcement either.
If you found out, okay, you found out this person is illegal, you can't call ICE acting as the mayor of Worthington Hills.
You can as a private citizen.
Yes. You can as a private citizen.
Unfortunately, that's not how it works when you're mayor.
Well,
because they...
So then you would have to come and ask our permission to report somebody to ICE.
Not with... Once we get this... Once this is publicized, okay, if they're in the city for whatever reason and we find out about it, this would give us the opportunity to cooperate with the federal government. That's why I gave you this today, is so you've got till next city meeting or the city meeting after, because you have to look at it from not your standpoint, but the public safety, the property protection of the other residents within the city of Worthington Hills. This is why I'm doing it. There's another house that I know because I was out one afternoon and I saw somebody at a house that was vacant, so I stopped. I knew who it was because they were going to go into the house, and I says, I just introduced myself again. She knew who I was, and she says, "Well, we're thinking about remodeling the house for some nonprofit organization." And when I heard the name, I thought, oh my God, it's not a halfway house. This is going to be one of them places where they stick immigrants that have come into the city.
Well, they have to live somewhere.
You really don't get it.
I'm just concerned, I'm not concerned. I mean, just like with all that... For example, that code enforcement game that, was going on over there a couple of years ago where everybody was calling code enforcement on each other. I mean, will it be the same?
It's not going to be that way at all. Put it on the website, okay, and we can use it in our insert letters, okay? We have 140 rental properties in Worthington Hills. And there's only about 30% at the most that are registered. Luckily, now they're doing a good job downtown, so I can pretty much pull up the registration from downtown. But their registration doesn't show what we have on our registration. They just show who the owner is and their contact information, and that's it. We actually know how many adults and how many children are in these homes?
Well, the ones that registered. What I'm trying to do is I'm just trying to protect the city and the commission, and that includes you, because you just said something. If you just think back to what you just said, what did you say? As soon as I saw the name.
What?
You said as soon as I saw the name, I knew what it was. Talking about it wasn't a place that was going to house.
Okay. It was an organization, yes.
You see what I'm saying? You have to be careful because that sounds like you're prejudiced against...
I'm not prejudiced against anybody.
Well...
I'm a second generation to the United States.
I understand that, Mayor, and you don't have to convince me. You know how I feel about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not... I'm just saying you have to be careful when you say things because they can, nowadays, everybody wants to jump on something. They want to be.
I didn't say the name of the organization.
No, you didn't. But
And intentionally, I didn't say it, okay? But you can, here's again, everybody stereotypes everything. I don't care. Every one of us has our own little stigmas, okay? And mine happens to be, if you ain't here legally, you shouldn't be here. You don't get the protections of the American public as far as I'm concerned.
But you can't base what on how they look, how
no.
their name sounds, what in it, you can't do that. And
when you've got when you've got a person driving without an operator's license, the vehicle was stopped with a headlight out, which is a safety violation. And it was in the evening, by the way. I think it was, I don't know.
And it's a shame he had to write her a citation and let her go.
That's right. Wrote her a citation. And if I'm going to try to get Tate in here next month because we're coming up on contract anyhow. I'm curious if the person ever showed up for court.
Probably not.
Exactly. What would happen to you if you didn't show up for court? That's exactly what I'm talking about.
I understand that.
Okay? This is just for publication.
So my question, so with that, will Tate be handling those?
No.
Because he's not allowed to.
He's not allowed to.
So you would.
I may not even do it. This is just to try to be a deterrent. Okay. A resolution is a deterrent, okay? It's not saying we're... Right here, it doesn't say, which says... All right.
Well, I, too, am asking for public safety because, you know, we don't need someone that will have knee-jerk reactions that would start some kind of chain reaction that would be...
No, this is just, it's like our no solicitation signs. How many know we got no solicitation signs in the city?
Well, I mean...
There's four of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're at each one of the entrances.
Right.
Okay? Guess who ignores them?
Well, I think that's...
Guess who ignores them?
Yeah.
The Americans ignore them.
Right.
The Hispanics don't get anywhere near here if they're illegal. I have not had one Hispanic or anybody, because we have it in English and Spanish. Well, neither the English-speaking people completely ignore it. Even when it's sitting right at the front of Bay Run on both sides, it says no solicitation right under the speed limit sign and no parking signs. And yet, I can't do anything with it because we don't have law enforcement here 24/7. This is just a document that makes a statement. It's a resolution declaring the city of Warrington Hills City is not a sanctuary city and expressing its intent to cooperate with federal law enforcement where practical, including on matters relating to immigration and drug laws. Now, you ought to be all over that drug laws. I can tell you that right now.
We said nobody was not all against it.
I'm just saying. Take time to read this and tell me what's offensive on it. There's nothing offensive on it.
I didn't say anything was offensive. I'm saying not to have somebody have knee-jerk reactions and to set off the chain reaction.
That's not about you. I'm just talking about anybody that would see this on the city's website.
Well, they're the ones that would have to...
And, you know, we do live within Jefferson County, so as long as we have... The verbiage is appropriate and legal and...
Well, that's the reason why...
Those things, then yes, but I mean...
Okay, can I at least get Rob our permission to hand this to Rob to go over and review it?
Well, sure.
Okay? That's the reason why I hadn't done it yet, because anything he does, he charges us for. So...
Well, let him look at it.
I'll let him look at it.
His opinion, and then we'll revisit it at the next meeting.
Well, that's the reason why it's wrote the way it's wrote. The last line says, passed and adopted, and I can change that date anytime. Okay? But I could next month. But I really would appreciate if you all take the time to read it carefully, because there's nothing offensive in it. And it basically says we're just going to be law-abiding citizens. Okay? That's all I'm going to say.
And there's not anything on here that says that if somebody came to you and said to you, you know, I'm illegal here, if you didn't want to report it, you don't have to report
right.
it.
But here again is... If the feds call me and want to know if such and such address is in the city of Worthington Hills, I'm going to tell them yes no matter who the hell I am. Okay?
Well,
I won't ask them what it's about.
Regularly, I mean,
if they're investigating something, yeah.
Okay.
Where am I?
Commissioner reports.
Is that what's next?
It better be.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
Okay, commissioner reports.
I'll go first.
Okay, go first.
Good night. Thanks for coming. February 19th through February 28th. Participated in the daily snow and flooding coordination webinar, which was presented by the Commonwealth of Kentucky's Office of Emergency Management. And I'm telling you something, those people did a bang up job with all that flooding and everything. I mean, they had people that were getting people out of homes and all of that. They did a great job. March the 11th, I attended the 2025 Kentucky Pipeline Safety Program. That's it.
Thank you. Commissioner Mopin?
227, email Christopher Pierce with Rocky to tell him that the city would be posting the bid for trash pickup. 35, email from Mayor Song stating that he had spoke to Ecotech and Republic Sales reps in regards to the city's trash pickup. 311, attended 2025 pipeline safety training. 316, drove city for streetlight checks. 318, right before I came to the meeting, I got a voicemail from an Elizabeth Stevenson in regards to trash pickup and trash cans. She said she was told she was to pay for trash service. She will be running at 4615 Pulaski Court, and I will return her call tomorrow. Attended city meeting, read all March emails, and I'll participate in the radio check.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Commissioner.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Commissioner report from 219 to
318. On 219, I received a voice message from a citizen asking about parking regulations. I forwarded the message, and the information they needed was provided. On 311, I attended the pipeline safety program. I did not receive any complaints from citizens about damaged trees or large branches after the strong winds over the past few days, but I did notice many fallen small branches while driving around. Some of them have already been picked up and removed. I'm talking about residents of this area. I drove around the city on several occasions, and on Sunday, 3/16, a property around Lunenburg Drive, I noticed a tree was damaged. It was broken. I will follow up in a few days to see if it has been cleared.
Thank you, Commissioner Resendez. Commissioner Metcalf.
Commissioner report for 318-25, drove the city on multiple occasions, conducted radio checks after last city meeting using Channel 1. Tonight's radio check, 318-25, will be using Channel 2. On 2:30. Must be a typo. On 2:25, received a message from Steve Squire that he was contacted about a lien payoff for 4107 Northumberland Drive. I contacted Dan Small and inquired. The situation had already been taken care of. On 3/11/25, attended paradigm pipe safety class. On 2/14/25, issued parking permits for 11908 Queen Anne's Court. And on 3/17/25, issued parking permits for 4711 Lunenburg Drive. That's
it. Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. Is there anything else before we?
I think I'm having trouble with my radio.
In your truck?
It's like operatoritis.
Oh, that radio? Okay. Well, get a hold of. I was having a problem with mine, and Dennis figured out what it was. Is it? You could have accidentally put it on automatic voice box. And there's a way of getting it off.
Okay. Yeah. Drop by.
Yeah.
For me, please. Not tonight. But
we'll come by Friday if it's
what
okay.
What happens then if you set it down and you repeat? And it was just picking up the sound and sitting and heating up without you talking to me.
I don't know what's wrong with the thing. I go in there and I try to do the radio check.
No, ma'am. Yeah.
I get nothing.
Yeah.
I've had my say. All right. If there's nothing else, can I hear a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Mulpin.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Commissioner Beville. Y'all have a blessed evening. It is. What time is it?
9:18.
Time is 9:18.